All right, KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach is very proud to bring you live music in studio. The band Talk Time is here from L.A. They've got a show coming up at the Moroccan Lounge in L.A. on August 30th. We're going to hear a couple songs from them, including their brand new single that comes out next week. So here they are, Talk Time, live in studio with yourself whenever you guys are ready. Yeah, you guys. All right. Talk Time live in studio on KX93.5. That was Year of Self, a song that you've probably heard in our station a few times. That done acoustically live in our studio. We are going to talk to these guys and learn more about the group in a moment. But first, we're going to hear one more song. This is the new single on its way out. It's called Desperate Weather. And when you guys are ready, take it away. Thank you. All right, you guys, Talk Time live in studio on KX93.5. We're going to go to a quick song, come back, and chat with these guys next. All right, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, again in studio with the band Talk Time. We just heard them play live here acoustically for us. How's it going, guys? Welcome.
Hey, good. Thanks for having us.
Hello. Hi, everybody. So, yeah, we've got Edson, Mike, Derek, and Sonia from the band in studio. First of all, who wants to take it since we just heard that music? Tell us a little bit about both of those releases. One's out, one's on its way. Give us the rundown.
Thanks, man. So we kind of launched the whole band around this first single, Year of Self, that you guys have been gracious enough to play.
Indeed.
That sort of kicked things off. And we've been just like really pleased with the response so far. Pretty good launch of the band, and I'm just gonna keep the momentum going. It's been a couple months or so, and we're gonna have the second single next week.
So you literally have two songs to your name at the moment?
No, so
one song.
Well, yeah, one out there in the real world.
Which you're right, so, is pretty impressive that you got some acclaim from that.
I mean, so I think grateful. It's a testament to I think we put in a lot of work behind the scenes trying to just build everything and be ready to come out of the gate swinging, and we have just great friends helping us out, and it's all you can do, man.
Right. So your guys' background is diverse. You're all from different musical backgrounds. So how did this group get formed? Whoever wants to take that.
Hi,
Mike.
I've had the most caffeine or something. No. well, it basically all kind of came together. It kind of started with me and my man Edson here at first, because we both knew each other just from the Los Angeles music scene. Both had bands playing around. We'd play play shows with each other, and then bands run their course sometimes, and mine ended, and I had just kind of played a little bit with Edson's band when they were down a guitar player, and I thought, hey, that clicked. Reached out to him. They had just split maybe 6 months before we did, and then we're like, hey, let's make some tunes. And really, the ball started rolling a lot once we had a producer named Matt Bishop come in, who was another whole kind of full circle story that we know from Los Angeles music. And that really just kind of, started the process of, getting the songs kind of just coalesce everything. And then it was sort of build in players, which we're very lucky to have found.
And what makes you think that this one, unlike the others, might be here to stay?
It's true love, man.
Yeah.
I could see it in his eyes.
You know, just flash those baby blues. You know, I think just really, I can only really speak for myself here, but it just, this band feels like me more than anything I've ever done. And, you know.
There's also been like a level of providence, because every time we're like, all right, yeah, screw this. This is too hard. We're super broke and this and that. something just seems to pop up. Like he was saying, Matt Bishop, who helped produce these songs, he was super generous with his time, and he works with big names, but for us, like he really
a couple of people believed in you guys.
Yeah, because otherwise we would have been kind of SOL, you know, just not having enough resources or time to, you know, because we got to record in a proper studio, very nice studio,
right?
Which, you know, can cost thousands of dollars a week. So
nice. Well, it definitely shows in the music, the passion behind it, the fact that you're being true to what I feel is yourself, like you mentioned, and obviously it's extremely well-produced music. Again, the band Talk Time in studio, we are talking about the lead single they released called Year of Self that came out a couple months ago, and as you mentioned, it did pretty well. I mean, in about 3 months, got over 50,000 plus streams. That number is probably still growing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you recall getting featured on like a Spotify playlist or something like that, that bumped it up, or how do you think people found it?
I think, like, you know, Hype Machine really helped.
Yeah.
We got to, which I hadn't really checked in on, like,
I haven't
in a while.
Been in Hype Machine but, in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a thing.
Oh,
huh?
It's on and popping, I guess.
How was like, your MySpace?
Oh, man. You know,
off the hook?
Yeah, I think really things came together when Tom put us in his top 8. Oh, man. Yeah, it Hype Machine got some a lot of plays. A couple Spotify playlists and
cool.
just good old word of mouth. Like YouTube, too.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like tens of thousands of plays.
Do you have a video for the tune yet? Or?
Not yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, just like it's just a still
right.
static video. But
cool.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. People find it somehow these days. So I assume you all have day jobs still. Would you like to share what you do for a living before the dream becomes a reality?
Sure. Yeah. I teach music and then I gig at night. So
that makes sense.
It's kind of full-time music.
Sonia?
I work at a guitar company.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and do you guys have day jobs?
Yeah, I do like design stuff for the music industry.
I freelance sound stuff.
I was hoping one of you was just something totally off, but you're all very much in the biz.
Try to keep it in there. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the gig you have coming up. It's August 30th at Moroccan Lounge. What do you want to tell us about that one?
Oh, man, we're so stoked for this one.
Yeah.
It's just such a cool room.
We're playing with Los Colones.
Los Colones is an amazing band from Nashville touring through. Mm-hmm. The people from the Terragram Ballroom, which is like one of my favorite venues just in L.A., started this place, the Moroccan Lounge, not too long ago. It's kind of a newish venue, but just really cool room. And
Where is it?
It's, would it be considered Little Tokyo or sort of
okay.
arts district?
Gotcha.
Little Tokyo.
Cool.
Very cool.
Just east of downtown.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that, you guys.
Thanks.
And for whatever else comes out of your band, again, like you said, pretty much one song to hear online right now, but Desperate Weather officially comes out the 24th. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So this private stream link that I have, we can't share that, right? We're waiting for
not just yet.
Okay, so the real thing we'll see on the 24th. Is there somewhere specific you want people to go to pay attention to that? Any future releases?
Spotify.
Okay, and what's your social media and all that stuff?
Oh, everything's at Talk Time Band.
Cool, right on. Yeah. Really, really thrilled to have you today, guys.
Yeah,
Thank you so much. You
Thank
sounded
you.
So good. We appreciate you making the trip down.
Our pleasure.
We also do have a live video on Facebook if you want to watch it that we recorded earlier. So that's facebook.com/KX935. And we'll podcast this interview and performance on our website as well. So Talk Time. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks again.
All right. Adios.
All right.